Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Hotel Neversink by Adam O'Fallon Price, narrated by Stephen J. Cohen. A History. An article in the Liberty Leader dated January 8, 1931, announced in the breathless style of the Times, "Local tycoon dies in penniless despair. Foley House will be pawned at auction." The local tycoon was George B. Foley, and Foley House was a symbol of his fortune and misfortune in equal part. Foley, born an orphan after killing his destitute mother in childbirth, went on to possess one of those uniquely American success stories, both wildly improbable and somehow preordained by his intelligence and cunning. Starting in the 1880s, with a single horse-drawn carriage, he amassed a small fortune in livery and turned that into a large fortune in lumber and construction, personally hiring urchins like himself out of local orphanages and homes like the one he'd run away from at 14. They were put to work building some of the grand homes beginning to dot the Catskills and the Hudson River Valley around the turn of the century, including Foley's own. A cadre of builders was devoted solely to this project, with the ground broken in 1900 and a 2-year project timeline. Foley House was situated on the highest point in Liberty, Neversink Hill, a jutting thumb of granite named after the river that wound around its base.